One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Ooh, all right.
I'm really feeling the Halloween vibes right now, baby.
Y'all are all in costumes. I didn't get the costume memo.
We didn't have a memo. I think we just realized that today was going to be...
I luckily just had this in my car. I saw Zane was dressed up like me.
It was 5 minutes before, like, you showed up. I was like, oh, my God, this is the Halloween episode, and I don't have anything. And I didn't want to be, I don't know. But I figured, oh, no one's coming dressed up, like, because we would have talked about it. I was like, I'm going to dress like a hunter.
Okay.
Because this is what I have in my closet.
You're a terrible hunter because you ain't even wearing camo.
I had a camo hoodie, but it looked too normal. It looked like an outfit I would wear. I would never wear this.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I decided to go with this.
You would never wear that?
I would never wear this. You've never worn this.
What's wrong?
I would never wear this fucking embarrassing outfit.
You look like a country boy who like does OnlyFans and like just baits people by like chopping up wood like on TikTok live.
I look like somebody. I just cannot put my tongue on. Like, look.
Duck Dynasty?
I don't know. It's somebody that posts right now. Like, they post shit. Like, maybe TikTok.
The three TikTok guys. The country boy trio that, like, lip syncs.
Who dates, like, Kristen Cavallari?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you're baiting for Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey Kristen Cavallari.
You're so country. I love it. That's my Kristen Cavallari impression. But, yes, for the people who are listening, Zane is in full up.
It's normal. It's nothing to brag about.
I honestly like the boots a lot.
You do. This brand is called Hunter. Because I was looking at it and I saw the brand. I was like, oh, no way. These are waterproof.
Yeah.
So in case I laugh or cry this episode, it'll bounce right off the boots.
Or just all this sweat.
Yeah, or just sweat, anything.
Just stays inside. And
for Mariah, I just want to get to her because I don't know how long this situation.
I just found whatever's laying in my closet.
And I'm not going
to
lie.
Should I talk to my eye?
That's a really good Michael Myers mask.
Spirit Halloween.
That was from Spirit?
Yeah.
And they charge you that much for it? I thought that's just cheap.
That's Michael Myers after many of the franchises. Yeah. The first one, it's his like first day. It's all clean cut. It's like it's white. It's bleached out. Yeah. And then now
they do have every stage though, like different quality levels.
Yeah,
and
that's
everything.
Like that's the latest stage though. Mariah,
Limited edition.
That's Halloween Kills costume.
When Mariah first got here, she didn't have the mask on and she was just wearing like the Dickies jumpsuit. I was like, oh, okay.
She also had the white streaks. Show it off.
Okay, can I take this off now?
Yeah, you can take it off.
Why did Michael Myers wear a jumpsuit? Was he
a mechanic?
Michael Tyers?
I don't know why. Was it one jumpsuit? It was a whole jumpsuit,
it was a painter's jumpsuit? It was a mechanic's
jumpsuit.
When did he get the chance to pee?
I really like the white streaks.
You do? I feel like J-Wow.
It really... it really fits you. I think you should actually do white streaks in your hair.
It's given like... Who is it? Storm from X-Men?
No, Rogue. Yeah.
Like, Rogue. That's who it is.
That's the first person I thought of when I saw that too. But
good.
Does J-Wow...
Thank you.
I just bit my tongue.
I bit my lip the other day when I was eating, and I have a...
Zane, you should do that more often.
I have a crazy hole in my lip.
It's the worst when you bite your tongue, your lip, like mid-talking to somebody, like at a party, you're like...
did you just bite your...
No, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. And then you do that.
And then
checking
you wake
for blood.
You wake up the next morning and it's like a sore and you're just like, shit.
Yeah. I've also been eating a bunch of sour candy lately. So my tongue is all
into the Halloween
messed
goodies
up.
Speaking of candy.
Yeah. Remember when I said, do people dress up as like Santa or like other holidays for Halloween? I kind of got inspired. And when I saw this, I was like, I have to.
That's a good buddy, the elf.
Really, well, with the hat looks really good, but it was just like
stolen.
But yeah, it turned out really nice. I'm excited.
I honestly appreciate Christmas costumes during Halloween.
Thank
it makes
you.
Sense. But just like zombify it, you know, zombie Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Or Santa Claus that steals all the presents.
Like a bad Santa.
The Grinch.
Krampus.
Krampus. What a great movie, by the way.
I know, I love
good
Krampus.
Christmas horror movie.
Should we talk about Christmas this episode?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Just Christmas.
That one Christmas movie, Deck the Halls?
I love Deck the Halls.
It's called Deck the Halls, right?
Is that the one with Arnold?
That's when
Schwartz?
They fight over who can make the better house.
Oh, no, that's an amazing movie. What's the murder one?
Like Better where's, Watch where's, Out?
No,
Black
it's like,
Christmas.
It's really new.
Oh,
Silent Night.
Violent Night.
I love that.
I never get it. I never get it.
David Harbour. That's right.
That was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
That was fun.
And for me, I'm just wearing a Halloween Town sweater.
It's cute. Yeah, Matt, I saw you post that yesterday. I was like, oh, he's for sure wearing this tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I knew
it's
that.
So cozy and great.
Where did you find that?
Saw it first.
This is like one of those ones that are like, there's 100 different versions on Etsy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
One person makes a really cool design and then like
they
everyone steals
it
mm-hmm. and it's just printed.
So is
on
that
it.
The stolen one or the original one that someone made?
I don't know. I bought whatever one was the fastest shipping.
Do you buy a lot from Etsy?
No, not that much. I guess if it's one of these type of like quick design shirts.
Honestly,
sure.
They have really cool stuff on Etsy.
Do they?
The wall clock that we have, you know, the mid-century like Starburst one that's on our fireplace.
Oh, yes, yes.
That was a homemade one from some guy that makes stuff for Etsy out of like Sweden or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But they do like really homemade, like cool
antiques. Like you can get some good finds on Etsy.
Yeah, a lot of people have great Etsy pages. You should check
it
out.
It's like a more refined, Facebook
and a lot of people like do their own things. Like they sell their own products. It's a cool like storefront where you can sell goods that you make.
Have you been to Halloween Town?
Like the actual one where they shot the movie?
Yeah.
Where is it? Is it in Canada or is it in California?
I thought
or
it
is
was
it the
Oregon.
Oh, it's in Oregon. Oh, yes, it is in Oregon, but it's not on the coast. It's in St. Helens. That's right.
But it looks just like the movie. I like how they take pride in it.
Yes. But I know that like on Halloween, the entire cast from the movie is there.
Oh, cool.
Wait, really?
And for Hocus Pocus in Salem, the whole cast of Hocus Pocus, or at least like the kid Max and the girl and everyone else besides, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wow, it's like Jersey Shore going back to Jersey Shore every year for
that.
The summer.
The
wow.
Cows. Remember where you came from.
Do you think if you were like a child star, if you were just known for that one movie, like you would have to go do
I think if it was once a year, you go back and just like enjoy that for what it is. It's like a classic that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, so you're probably asked the same questions about a movie that you filmed for
that you
over
probably
the
don't remember.
Of 3 months when you were like 10. You're like, oh, yeah I remember
oh,
this.
Oh, wait. Amazing. I thought you just go or like you gotta work.
Oh, they're doing paid meet and greets and all of that. And
oh.
They're probably lighting the pumpkin and greeting
Honestly,
everybody
if,
there.
If I was in that position, I would look forward to it. Yeah. I would think it's so cool.
You know, in Halloween Town, the girl, the main girl.
The older one or the younger one?
The younger, like the daughter who's like the oldest of the daughters and she learns that
Marnie.
She's a witch. Yes.
Marnie. Yeah.
I think it's in Halloween Town 2. She ends up marrying like Calabar, like the young Calabar. Like in real life, they're married.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. They like
you know
met.
What? I did. I remember seeing something about that. Like I feel like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Like someone
cool.
posted something. Yeah. That's.
But yeah. They're married.
That's cute. Obviously the grandma has passed, right?
Debbie Fisher.
Yeah.
Yes. Or Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds,
whose daughter was Carrie Fisher, who was Princess Leia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
R.I. motherfucking
I used to dance at Debbie Reynolds' dance studio.
Oh, did you?
You danced at her studio?
Yeah.
She's singing in the rain. Just sing. Or good morning. Good
Beautiful.
Morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, we got to run that
roll
intro.
The intro.
Let's go, baby.
It's coffee time, baby!
Ow!
Yeah, like baby.
Jordan? Are we laughing at me or Mariah?
It's all right. You'll get one.
I'll get it next time.
All right. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Ooh, edition. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
I'm Micah Moyes. There you go. Is everyone excited for Halloween? What are we doing?
I won't be here for Halloween, but I'm going to be in Dallas because I have a wedding that weekend, and I'm going to be with just some friends. But I'm going to some parties. I think so. But leading up to it, you know how it becomes like Halloween more than like Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing the same costume as you do the other years with Patty?
No, we're doing another Wes Anderson one. Like Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, do you like to stick with like anything Wes Anderson related?
I like those costumes, one because I just love the movies, and I like thinking that I'd be the only person at the party in that costume.
Yeah,
you know, like you show up to a party and like
everybody's like the same. Yeah, everybody's Michael Myers.
There's gonna be probably like six Chapel Roans like a party. Like everyone's gonna be like,
you know what? I feel like this is the first year where everyone's really dressing up as trending celebrities.
Pop star. I think because they have very like distinctive looks for all of them.
I feel like we didn't get that for like a good amount of time. Usually people were like characters from shows or cartoons.
So that's what we'll be doing. What are you planning on doing?
Did I mention already what I was going to do? I was going to do prosthetics.
Yeah, you're doing goat.
Yeah, the goat. So that's good. I just had it on yesterday and It was fun. It was really easy, right? It was not like the Night King costume that I did a few years ago. Like, it was just the nose but that glue. Like, I'm going to have to take it off at night. You can't just like go to sleep in it. You have to remove it with like oil, and it takes like 30 minutes to remove it all off your face.
Spirit gum? Is that what it is?
It's spirit it's
legit stuff that like makeup artists use for like movies and like prosthetics. Face prosthetics. You can't just like rip the stuff off. You have to like remove it properly.
It's on there pretty good.
Take off. It leaves like a really, it's not like glue, but it's like a
film.
Yeah, it leaves like a film on you that you have to remove with like a certain like acetone type thing.
Gosh, can you imagine like being signed up for a movie and you have to do that
five hours of makeup?
I think it was
think of the Grinch.
Like the Grinch.
Jim Carrey, he had to get trained by like a Navy SEAL or like a military expert who understood how to withstand torture and all of that and like mentally get him in a good place to like
be able to sit there for that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I start getting really frustrated when my haircut goes over like 30 minutes and I'm just in the chair and I'm just like,
I love haircut. Dude, it's like a massage. No. Not a massage, but like someone touching my hair for some reason. I fall asleep every time I get my haircut.
Really? No, my back just starts hurting sitting in the chair and then I need to like stretch my legs out.
Yeah.
Then you got to do small talk.
It's the same small talk. How are you doing? Were you on a trip? Oh, you were talking about going on a trip. But we both know that it shouldn't go over at least 5-10 minutes. After 5-10 minutes, then it's silence. Yeah.
No, it'll be the small talk and then it'll die out and then get quiet and then like 5 minutes later. So, you got any plans this weekend?
Yeah. No, never. No, it would be something specific to like in the moment. It would never be like she's trying to think of another question and then a question will be asked. It's just very... But I think she just knows too, not to.
Yeah,
she loves my like.
I will like
quiet
talk
time.
About. I talk about movies with like my barber or whatever, and then he'll like recommend one to me, and then like I book an appointment. I'm like, shit, I didn't watch that movie. He told me to. So then I'm like cramming in like the movie to like please him, so we have something.
You're
to
watching
talk
it
about.
In the chair. On
yeah.
Your phone, you're just like, so that's good.
That's what I do with my stretch there. Who stretches me? We talk about movies every time we're sitting. She's like, she has my leg behind my head, just like the most awkward position. Just like
have
this.
You
just
seen
like
the substance?
She's like, oh. I was like,
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. It was pretty, pretty wholesome, I would say.
Actually,
where were you?
Oh, no. I had a night for sure. Yes.
We both had a pretty bad
what did we
night.
I don't remember what we did this weekend. Oh, okay.
You said wholesome.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. Can't really complain.
It was wholesome.
Wholesome.
Right.
They were filling holes.
We're feeling electricity for sure.
Sparks were flying.
We decided to do like a haunted house like experience thing called the 17th Door.
You went to that?
Yeah. So we went to that. Wait, oh my god,
Matt,
you have no idea.
So we're gonna just skip just all the bullshit. It was in like Buena Park. It was like in the middle of the mall, like underground.
Very intense torture kind of like whatever.
It shouldn't even be labeled as a haunted house.
Like they have real tarantulas. I know that there's like things that can actually shock you.
They suffocate you. They vacuum seal you.
They
to
cut
a
your
wall.
Hair.
they cut your
there's
hair.
Cockroaches.
They put you up against the wall and they put like this tarp in front of you and then they suck all the air out and you're stuck like this and you can't breathe. It's like
they
legit.
Line you up against the wall and they shoot you with rubber bullets.
They bag you and then they shoot.
I don't know if it's rubber. It's like balls that are this, but I don't know how heavy they are or like
but it's
how
like
much
you will
they hurt.
Leave with
but
like
they're
bruises, welts. Like yeah. The warnings on the walls are insane.
Okay, so you guys get
intense.
There, you sign a release.
Okay, so.
And do you have to work? It's called the 17th door.
There's 17 rooms you go through. It's like a 30-something minute experience.
And it's the challenge to make it to the 17th. Do most people make it to the 17th?
So if you walk into a room, you can say mercy if you don't want to do anything, and you don't have to, and you still continue to the next room. So okay. I think no matter what, you go through everything, but you don't have to participate.
All right.
But it does give McCanny Manor.
Yes. Very, very McCanny Manor.
Who did Mariah, we go with?
I would love for you to tell him exactly what happened from your own perspective.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Okay, just to give you and the viewers, we did talk about like super in-depth, like the before, the after, the whole experience on basically Unfiltered. So we'll kind of make it like brief just so like people aren't like rehearing things over and over again. But we went with them to film for a Patreon vlog.
Okay.
So that's why we did this whole thing. It was set up. We got like permission to film in there and everything ready to go. We were the first ones there to have the extra time to be able to film and stuff.
Yeah, because there's going to be people right after us. So it was like kind of go time. Like, yeah. Like they showed Cal all the rooms to be exactly where he needs to be standing to film. And then while they're doing that, we were pretty much checking in to get ready.
And just so you know, it's underneath the Buena Park Mall.
Oh, so you're underground.
You go outside, and then there's, like, this whole level that they built out, and you, like, walk through, like, probably a football field-long hallway with, like, lights flickering, and it's, like, done up, and it looks insane just to even get to, like, the waiting room to, like, sign in and then go into the rooms.
Does it get scarier and scarier and scarier, or is it you never know what you're going to get?
So, we'll start at the beginning. Go ahead, Bubba, from your experience.
All right. So, we get there. We go basically to this lobby area where they check you in and they say, all right, you guys are here to film. Sounds good. If you can go step over and sign the waivers on that table. Sure. So, we walk over to sign the waivers. And now, on the walls and in the contract, you can see disclaimers and warnings, and they have a list of things. They have, like, suffocation.
No breathing.
This is
don't
my
give
list.
They mention things like electrical shocks, strobe lights,
claustrophobia.
They do prepare you, but
We don't know to
what extent.
Okay.
But they do have warnings.
We would ask questions like, it'll say like the claustrophobia thing, like, and if you would like ask a question or like go in detail, like to like be like, I need to know exactly what is going to happen in there before I say yes to it. They don't tell you.
They just
like,
go, it's not bad. It's fun. You guys are going to have fun.
They brushed everything off and I'm like.
So we go over to the desk and Heath's pen hits the contract to sign.
I'm like filling out like my name. I'm getting ready
to
like
put. So we're still basically reading the contract. We're just making sure everything's good to go. We're signing. And all of a sudden, Heath gets tased in the ass.
In my butt. Like there was a big dude in like makeup, like all done up, came up behind me with a legit taser.
What?
Walked up behind me and went boom and like in lifted the butt. Me off the ground. Like
so Heath starts reacting and Zane and Alicia were looking at him and seeing that Cal was filming, so they were like, oh, I think he's playing it up for the camera.
There's no way that he got
tased. Yeah. Like, maybe it's just the sound of a taser and he's just reacting. I thought the same thing until I looked at Heath's face, and I can read him like a book, and I'm like, oh, that actually injured him. Because he's kind of mad. He's kind of like, wait, what? Was this serious?
I didn't know what just happened to me. I was in shock, literally.
He was questioning if it even just happened. And then Zane was like, are you serious?
Was that real? And Heath was like, I don't know. You want to find out? And then the guy immediately starts going up to me. So, like, in this moment, I'm panicking because
They didn't know the severity of what just happened.
Yeah.
So he goes up to Zane and Zane goes, oh, no, Zane's backing up. And he goes behind Zane up his ass and tases him. And Zane's still going, no. Zane tries to run around him and he does it again, and Zane continues. Collapses to the ground.
He shocked him into the ground.
Look,
I got
war wounds. Look, I collapsed right to the ground, right?
It's underground, it's concrete. The only thing I hear is the taser and Zane's bones hitting the concrete. And I was like, and he got right up and he was like, if this is what we signed up for, I'm not doing it.
We didn't even sign that. We didn't even sign the waivers yet.
So then when we were done, so we knew when we went to the front desk and got the rundown, there is a piece of paper that says you could pay $7 to get this red pendant. It's basically like a glow stick around your neck. If an actor sees you with that on, you're immune to anything to do with bugs and electrical shocks. But at the bottom in fine print, it says 93% effective. So like, as soon as Zane collapsed to the ground, we all beelined and paid $7 for the pendant. I think our adrenaline was just like, what do we do? Like,
because we didn't want to get tased again.
Yeah.
Like in that moment.
We got the pendants on. We're all kind of standing there. I see their faces and they're done. They go, hey, if you guys want to use the bathroom before you start, you have 10 minutes. We're like, perfect. We go use the bathroom and we dipped. Irish goodbye.
Did Remy and Alicia do it?
No.
Remy didn't do it at all. Alicia was with us.
Alicia already didn't want to. And then when that happened, she was like quiet. Like she was just like, this is like way too much.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And and it's crazy because I was so excited for everyone to do this because like I set it off. Everybody was like kind of nervous for this. And I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm not saying mercy. He's like, I'm good, baby.
You can say mercy if you want and sit it out. But just know I'm doing every room and I'm getting through this. But if you want to sit it out, go ahead.
We were hype.
4 minutes later. Bye.
And I was the first one to call it out.
Zane
I
was
just like,
if this is it, no, I'm not doing
we're
it.
Not doing the this.
The thing
there's
is,
no
there's
way.
A difference. Like they called it an immersive, what did they call it? Was it a haunted house?
It was a haunted experience.
Immersive. So yeah. I'm thinking they can grab you.
I thought we were just going to put our hands blindfolded in some cold noodles and be like,
peeled grapes.
Yeah.
Eyeballs.
Pistachio shells. Fingernails.
Look, I was aware that there's going to be like some out of the box stuff, right? But just knowing that Heath and I were so intensely tased in our asshole before we even signed the waiver. In my head, I was like, who knows what's going to happen in these 17 rooms that we have to walk through? And I was like, if this happened already, then we can't do it.
Had you talked to anybody personally that you knew who had done 17th door? Oh,
no.
I got invited to do it with Gray's World. Do you know Gray's World on TikTok?
No.
Oh, he's so funny. He invited me to go do it. I think it was last year, but we had just got married and I'm like, I can't make you do a haunted house. But I always regret not going, but he goes every year.
It's okay. You didn't miss.
There were people in line that we talked to. There was people that we were passing that like just got out of it. They're like, yeah, we've done it.
People walking out with crutches. It's a great time. Missing teeth. Like on a stretcher, like with a whole IV.
The 17th assault.
Yeah, they were just like, we've done it before. Like, it's just like little torture rooms.
I don't know what's worse, or like... not getting to complete the haunted house or just having to drive back all the way from Buena Park. Yeah. Like,
we didn't know what was worse either. Driving all the way out there just to be there for 10 minutes.
I would just
minutes.
Hate going all the way to Buena Park yeah. and then driving all the way back.
The thing is that I personally don't think that they're going to every single person that's about to sign a waiver and shoving a taser up their ass and lighting them on fire. I personally don't think they are.
It's the position of where the taser went was the issue. They were like, maybe if he chose my arm, I understand if you're trying to avoid the chest area, like the heart, but like there's other options. And then I looked up videos. Of course I did like my TikTok research because I didn't want to look up videos and know what to expect. I kind of wanted to be a surprise.
Yeah.
So then I was looking it up and I'm like, this is horrible. There was another guy who got tased in the ass, but the actor was holding him, like cradling him in a vulnerable position. And it's right on TikTok.
Yeah, do you think like after y'all left, they were like, hey, Zach, easy with the taser.
They did.
They did.
They,
did you? Oh, I guess you guys were invited to go, so you didn't have to pay.
No, we weren't invited. I reached out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was a free experience for y'all, but y'all didn't do it. Like,
yes.
Do you think, though, in that moment, if you had paid for it and you got the tase and you're like, I don't want to do this. They're like, sorry, you already paid. Bye.
For sure. I think
because we paid for the mercy pendants immediately after getting tased.
Yeah. And then we left like 5 minutes later after buying the mercy pendants.
We still have our contracts because we never handed them in.
Right. I forgot to take mine. Mine's right with them.
I kind of want
to
go.
I'll
just wear like padded, like shock free underwear.
If you're gonna go, definitely don't like film it. I think us having that camera, I think they
tried to hype it.
They tried to like make it more intense, which is not what we wanted.
That's how I was expecting a big ass glow stick.
Yeah, same. I'm like, how is the actor gonna see this? James Charles did it. He did the whole thing. So I don't know.
Well, with his Brazilian butt lift, he can't feel a thing.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight, you are going to a more mild haunted house. Yes. Y'all gotta keep...
But Heath and I just had this sense of, like, we felt like we...
could handle it?
I don't know what it was, because we know everybody does it. We've seen all these influencers do it. I just... I don't know. Like, was that something that everybody gets? Is a taser up the butt?
I think it
made you more uncomfortable than anything. Yeah. It wasn't like you were scared. It was.
I told her, I was like, I just got tased in my butt, right? If we go in and do this, like, it's not that a taser is like the most.
We've been tased before.
It does. Like, it shocks you. Like, you feel it. It doesn't feel good. But, like, being in my butt was obviously very, like, violating. Yeah. And I was like, if I see that guy in there again with a taser coming at me, I physically won't just stand there and take it, right? like, I don't want that feeling again. So if he was to come after me, I am going
to. Did you say the
like,
mercy thing? Or?
Defend myself. Yeah. I would be like, no, like I'm not going to let you do that.
Matt, in that moment, I didn't even like in my brain was telling me that my mercy is not going to mean anything in that place. Like after that happened, I was like, I just don't think they're going to really listen to us. That's why I was truly scared. For me, it wasn't really the up the butt. It was crazy. But like for me, it wasn't that. It was how long he had that taser in my like.
That was your 17th reason.
That was my 17th reason. For me, it was how long he had it on my body. And that's what like really, we're actually going to be tortured in this thing. I'd rather not. And I don't know like what they're going to do to like Mariah and Alicia. Like what if they're getting fucked? Was Cal
at least like, oh,
No, I think
the thing is they let Cal, while we walked away to think about if we wanted to do it, they had Cal do a walkthrough of each room so he knew what we were going to go through. So he came out and I think the actor kind of knew he messed up a little because then he snapped out of character and was talking to Cal and he was like, I hope like that was okay. I just saw you guys were filming and just wanted to like amp it up. And he was like, I think they'll be all right.
Apparently he got the my contact over there told me that they scolded him, but. I think when you see people walk away from something that was like they're really excited to do, you kind of have a second thought like, hey, maybe that was a little too far.
Yeah.
He just read the room wrong. I think he just saw two dudes that were like filming and thought it would be funny to do that.
Ooh.
Like I would like, you know, I would let Heath taser me for as a joke. You know, I'd be like a little like
consensual.
But you know, but like it's.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
It just came out of nowhere. It came out of left field.
Or at least give me like a clear like starting now. Okay, be on alert. But like it was like, hey guys, welcome. Go over there and just sign the waivers. We'll
it
get
was
you
strange
checked
that
in.
You were like, they didn't check if you signed it.
Uh-uh. Yeah, no, they did not
like,
make sure.
You, it's like you were reading electrical shocks. Maybe
your signature is like just. Age of
anyways, so we did not do it, but if you want to do it and if you're into that type of torture stuff, I'm sure you will love it. It seems fun if you're into that. I'm good.
I'm down for that as a fun experience, kind of like what I thought we were going to do, but when like you're like actually genuinely hurting.
How long would the entire experience have been?
Would have been 33 minutes.
Oh, that's it.
I don't know, man. We're only in there for 5 minutes, and it felt like we were in there for an hour and a half after. So, I don't know. I just felt like it would have felt like forever.
Mm.
I get it. And like, I feel like it feels, I feel like when we're telling this story, I could see somebody else kind of like, oh, they're over exaggerating. But man, I wish you could feel what it felt like when he put that taser in our butt and just like pressed fucking on for that. Like it was crazy. It was just concerning.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't know. But yeah, but you know, this is the spooky season. This is what it's all about.
That's right.
I did something spooky yesterday.
What'd you do?
Something spooky yesterday.
I went to
your hair,
the white streaks.
I didn't realize it was spooky until Heath was like, "This looks sketchy. Why did you do that?" The burger that I got the other day.
Yeah.
That was a spooky burger.
I was going to dance class and I was there early and I'm like, "Let me walk around." I was on Melrose and I was like, "Let's go get food, me and my friend." So we were walking and there's this place on Melrose called Nomu.
Yeah.
And they shut down.
It's like a dairy-free milkshake.
Ew. Yeah. Ew.
Well, no moo. Also, it's so good.
It's like a vegan. Yeah.
It's vegan burgers.
The first time.
Because it's no moo. No cow. Like.
Right. So, no moo shut down. And I walked past it yesterday. And one of their back windows, they had stickers of the SpongeBob.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Krabby Patty. And I didn't put two and two together, but I was showing Heath pictures and I was like, I ordered it through this random window and he's looking at the pictures and he was like, why does it not even say like Wendy's? Like, didn't say Wendy's anywhere. It was just, we have the SpongeBob Krabby Patty here. I was like, let's just try it. So we go to the window and we were, this was before class. So we were just going to get French fries and a drink because I didn't want something heavy. And I was like, hey, can I do French fries? They go, we only give you the entire meal, like the box. I'm like, all right, I'll take a bite of the burger.
Oh, so you have to get like the whole thing as a combo?
You have to get the whole thing. Yeah, it basically looks like a Happy Meal. Mm. And I got it through the window and we just sat outside this like vacant restaurant.
It's like closed down. Like it's just a random window in this
closed building.
It's
like they just put up random signs that said, we have the Krabby Patty here. And like the girl working the window, there was like no one was in a uniform. It was just like people my age just running it. It felt like I went to like a ghost kitchen or something.
She was like, it was the best burger.
And
though.
I tried it and it was the best burger ever had. But then I told Heath about it.
Pull up the picture because I'm looking at the picture and I'm like, where's the Wendy's? Like, where's the collaboration thing? And then it says like some other like name on it. And I'm like, wait a minute. This doesn't have anything to do with like the Krabby Patty thing that's going on right now.
Or Wendy or any no
not
fast
like
food chain.
Krusty Krab, but with like a
yeah,
C.
With a C.
Like Krabby Patty. It's like a dupe off of like
it's the Krabby Patty that like gets like tainted.
Yeah.
In the show where it's like got like the bugs and the hair and stuff in it.
Meanwhile, I'm excited. I feel like I found like a little like a secret. Like top 10 secret spots in LA. Like,
so you don't have the name of this place.
That's all they had up.
Oh, so it's called Marathon Burger.
The building was just this.
Maybe this is like
can I see the building? Oh my God. Someone's apartment. They just built a window in there.
So this building on the other side is just vacant. It's all boarded up. There's
no
sign.
They use the kitchen from Nobu Burger for this.
Yes.
Like this is their pickup window.
Wait,
so they're probably
Nobu Burger.
No Nobu. What did
like,
I say?
It's Nobu.
Oh,
like,
I said Nobu.
Damn. Oh yeah. So there is. So Mariah, this does make me believe it. It really is like a ghost kitchen you can order from Postmates because they have that shit everywhere.
And it says Nickelodeon on it, so it's definitely like part of the franchise. I think, this is like a ghost kitchen collab
because
with it.
You know the place I love to eat at? Goop?
Yeah.
Goop is a ghost kitchen. You can't go in like...
Really?
Visit. Goop?
Yeah.
Like
Goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop?
I don't know.
They have like
she has a restaurant called Goop? There's a place out here called Goop
Kitchen.
No, that's amazing.
It's just Goop. It's not the skincare brand.
Goop.
Yeah, that's the name of the restaurant.
Oh,
and it's like Asian fusion or something like that.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Also like Mediterranean.
And Mediterranean. Yeah, I ordered that like three times a week. It's so good.
It is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, so yeah, it is. It is. So she has a skincare brand and a little ghost kitchen too.
What's really cool, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but on like DoorDash, Postmates, they have meals that you can buy from local chefs, and they're like $10, and they're full blown like meals, but it's people cooking out of their own home now.
Wait, on Postmates?
Yes.
Yeah,
you can now cook from your own home and sell that food.
But it's way cheaper than like restaurants.
I'm surprised I'm sure you have to be
approved.
Someone has to come in and make sure your whole kitchen's sanitary and you have to pass codes and stuff.
But there's
and all
like
of that.
So many different types of meals. They come in like these little like kind of lunch box looking section divider things. And
it's kind of like have you guys heard of Ready Fit Go?
It's no.
Okay, so it's like a kind of franchise place. I think they have three in LA, and it's like a meal prep
place.
You walk in, they'll have different foods all like stacked up in like Tupperware boxes, but it's like homemade meals that are in there, and you go pick it up. It's perfect for people like that are trying to cut, like are on a diet or want to eat healthier, and it tastes really good. It's right across the Zila. But nice. Ilya loves it. They eat there every day. But they have it all over LA. Is that what you're talking about, though? Like a place kind of like that? Like, or is it out of their home?
Individual people, like all over the city, that are just sending meals out from their own kitchen.
Yeah.
It's not an actual restaurant.
I start doing that.
It's just
dry ass chicken that I'm making for people. Mariah, it's mac and cheese from Kraft and just like a dry piece of chicken.
I bet people would pay for that if they didn't feel like making it.
The Zane spooktacular.
Sandwiches taste better when other people make them.
They do.
100%.
It could be like just a cold cut sandwich. It can be a peanut butter jelly sandwich. It's so much better when someone else's hands make it.
Right? Should we test it out and you make one and I make one and see if you like
my peanut butter
and
jelly sandwich is so good.
They smack.
What do you put in it? That's
peanut butter
jelly bread.
But do you like butter the toast bread. And then like get that going?
I was just gonna say that.
Peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Toast
okay, that sounds good though to like butter it.
The game changer for peanut butter and jelly though, you do peanut butter jelly. And then in the middle, put Ruffles.
Oh.
Yeah, like I can see
that being good.
It is the most...
A little bit of extra salt.
Little salt, a little crunch as you bite through. Oh my gosh, it's the best.
Why do I think what would taste really good is if you crumble like a bunch of pretzels in the middle.
That could be good too.
Pretzels, yeah.
I used to crumble pretzels on my ice cream.
Pretzels, I think, are a little too hard. Like, I would choke on it. Like, I need to have full awareness of a pretzel in my mouth and know where it's going and then digesting it. If I, like, bit it and I never got around to that pretzel bit and then it went down my throat.
No. So you wouldn't break it apart, like, in pieces like this. You would, like, it's like blended. It's very small pieces, like, almost like a crunch.
Okay.
You know how, like, peanuts?
Yes.
It's like, it's like fine peanuts, like, chips that you'd, like, sprinkle.
As I've gotten older, I have started liking the crunchy peanut butter, though.
I
love crunchy peanut butter, but I don't like it because I put peanut butter in my smoothies. I don't want to deal with the crunch peanut butter getting that like off and shit.
Mariah, can you one time make us a homemade crustable?
Oh, like an uncrustable?
Uncrustable.
Yeah, I think I said this 100 times, but we wanted uncrustables so bad growing up and we never, ever were allowed to have it.
They're expensive.
Instead, for Christmas, my mom got us our own Uncrustables press that like takes the crust off, but it has the little design. It's such
I want an Uncrustable XL. They're too small.
Yes,
too
I agree. Small. They need
just
to be this
the
big.
Make the slices bigger and just get a big boy
this
Uncrustable.
Big.
I need that because it's too small. There's not enough in the damn package. You're fighting over who's going to have the less.
Exactly. Like,
something you can share too. You could cut it in half.
Mariah, my mom would never buy me something like that.
I just didn't eat the crust.
It just didn't taste good.
To the border and then ditch the crust and I would.
I'd be like, no, mom, eat the crust. Like, after I cut it, eat the crust, mom. See if you enjoy it.
Yeah.
I will say, shout out to the parents out there that would eat the ends of the loaf and give you the inner pieces. Mm. Like, my dad would always give me like the good slice, and then he would just have the ends that are like super thin.
Oh, I would never.
This is like a Kraft
thing is crust.
I would never for my kids.
This is a Kraft Singles commercial we have right here, folks. This is like, we got to pitch this to Don Draper.
Did you guys see the kid on TikTok that posted about how he went to Paris and he got like crepes like from like a little kiosk thing, you know how like those vendors in the middle of, and it's by like the Eiffel Tower, so he's like, oh, you know what, I'm hungry for a crepe. So he orders a crepe and he's sitting there and he's eating the crepe and he's saying yum, it's delicious. And all of a sudden, as he's like finishing it, he sees the guy taking two bags. This was like towards the end of the shift, end of closing. This guy has two big bags of like, one is filled with fruits and one is filled with like just crepe flour, whatever it is. And he's watching him and he sees him go to like a sewer line and puts it in the sewer, like underground in the sewer. And he finds out that that's where these vendors store their food is underground in the sewers.
What?
So they don't bring it. So they don't bring it back home.
Oh,
but it's like a known thing. It's disgusting.
Oh yeah. That they got to cracked out on that.
It doesn't matter how, like, I don't care. Like imagine just shit all around the bag and you're pulling it out. Like there's going to be remnants of shit just going on the food when you pull it out. Oh,
I'm so hungry. And that just like ruined.
So gross.
Damn. Nasty.
Nasty. He couldn't believe he was in shock. He finished the crepe and just sees this.
That's why I don't trust like any touristy kind of like food kiosk.
Like, just like in the middle.
Even something. Yeah. You're right under the Eiffel Tower and someone's trying to sell you something. I'm not getting it.
Rob Ryan would be like, we'll taste the good.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I went to F1 this past weekend.
Oh, I was going to ask, how was that?
Wild. Well, I think it was like my first like true car race. I went to like car races as a kid. But
Have you been to like a NASCAR?
When I was a kid, I went to something in Dallas, but I was 5 years old and do not remember.
Yeah.
So this was my first Formula One event. It's the U.S. Grand Prix down at COTA circuit of a Track of Americas or whatever it's called. And it's quite like, it's a big daily event. Like there's something on Friday, something on Saturday, and the big race is on Sunday. We didn't go to the first two events.
Was Eminem there?
Eminem performed.
No way.
My gosh.
Sting performed. Eminem performed. Who else?
I feel like Eminem hasn't performed in years.
No, he actually just performed at the VMAs.
Oh, really?
He's a grandpa.
He's a grandpa.
Grandpa Eminem.
Good for him.
Wow.
The vibrations
of the car.
What I've noticed at these races, that the few that I've been to, nobody really watches until like the very last lap. Mm. And not only that, it's weird. They like peel for like any accidents. When an accident happens, then everyone's like,
it's sad. It's
like a thing that people want to see is like accidents.
It's so, but it goes by so fast.
Yes.
Not just the cars in the moment going zoom, but the race itself, it's 56 laps. I grew up with like Indy 500, and I don't know if timing-wise on an Indy 500 lap, if it's the same time, but I thought it would be, it went by so fast.
Yeah.
So we got to go to the paddock. We were in the Aston Martin Aramco suite. So we were with like, I'm eating like lobster.
Orzioviers. Yeah, drinking some
truffle ravioli. They're like, they having the truffle on the shredder.
Sometimes it's nice to be treated like a king.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We're getting like custom cowboy hats. Ooh. It was nice. And there were celebrities walking around. But you know what?
Who'd you see?
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, yes.
He just amazing shape. Let's get to the race.
Is he judging all the food that he's eating? Does he eat something that's just like
he wasn't in my suite, but he was walking around the paddock. The paddock is like where the fancy people are in all of the team's suites.
Did he look approachable?
I don't know what dude, if it was his friend or his like bodyguard next to him, but Gordon Ramsay is in amazing shape. It looks like he could kick your fucking ass, and his friend looked like he could kick your ass as well. And they were just walking with a purpose. So
love that.
They should do a fight between Gordon Ramsay and Chef Irvine.
Chef Boyardee.
I don't know Chef Irvine.
He's built, dude. He used to have a bunch of shows on like Food Network. Robert Irvine. Bubba, pull him up. He is massive. He looks like he could have been like a WWE like wrestler.
We got to go backstage, like, or in the garages where we weren't even allowed.
Oh, wow. Shit. Oh, he's jacked.
He actually made his own like fitness like protein bars too. He's an insane chef.
Robert Irvine.
What are the protein bars he makes?
Fit Crunch.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh my God. They're in like every gas station.
But yeah, these, it felt like though the Hunger Games. I mean, we were with the rich of the rich. Like down
in
to.
In the paddocks, they got crazy people.
Crazy people with crazy money, people from all over the world. And when we went down to the garage and we got to get like the private tour and go up and see the cars, we weren't even allowed to film because like the technology they had around was so high tech. There's so much insane privacy between the teams.
Did they have robots as waiters?
No robots as
waiters.
Would
you like another Negroni?
It was like the Hunger Games. You would see these just executive businessmen that just look like, you know, the man who's trying to not age at all who's doing that experiment. They all looked like that. It was just like,
well, they were just stressed because they probably had hundreds of thousands of dollars on drivers or drivers betting.
And it's all is what I thought it was so fascinating about the racing teams themselves. The team just for this one racer or for your there's two racers usually per garage or racing team. Like if you're on the McLaren team, Ferrari, a team of 840 people. You know how many people talk to the driver? One guy.
Wow.
Because that's just like the hierarchy of it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, one of my questions to the guy was like, so who are you guys, when the driver's here, are y'all all telling him stuff? He goes, no. One person talks to the driver.
I could see that because the shit, like, I feel like there's so much going on, it'd confuse the driver. Two different people are talking.
You know how it's weird how we're getting older and like now when we even watch NFL sports games, the guys out on the field are our age now. Like the drivers are like 24, 23, making $12, $20 million like every year.
Insane.
And they all have the most interesting stories. Like some of the drivers are like kids of like billionaires and they've just been around the sport. Some kids grew up in like tiny villages and just worked their way up all the way here
because this is an expensive sport, right? Like you need money to even get into like this expensive.
And I was in like just a fun goofy mood during the tour and I asked one of the guys who was explaining about the car and all the controls and I said, how hard is the car to drive? Like if I got in there, could I at least like kind of know what to do to make it move? And he goes, I want to be as polite as I can to respond to that question. But absolutely not. This is a Formula One vehicle. This is a race car. It's not like, I was like, okay, but
I would have walked away wanting to die.
But it was the most polite British thing.
I'd rather get tased.
Tase my ass. Tase my asshole.
But it was a good question, but because for everyone in the group, everyone was like, is it easy to drive? And he was just like, that's ridiculous. Like, do you understand what you're saying? What all these people around here are doing?
They're also so powerful too. If you like hit the gas, you'll break the tires loose. So any turn, you have to be like,
yeah. And how many tires they go through? I mean, there were just like stacks and stacks of tires. I'm crazy. Like, don't we have enough tires?
Matt, that exact situation, to go back to the question you asked, this is why I don't go up to like any celebrity or anybody and ask anything, because I just feel like anything I have to ask is just the stupidest question.
Like, I'm not on a level enough to be able to ask.
It's just like, I'd rather save the embarrassment because I know something like that, like reaction that would be my 17th reason. Yeah. It really would. It just, I couldn't handle it.
I hung out with like a pro former soccer player through the entire day. He was like one of the influencers and creators. And it was really cool because even my brother was like, you're with Clint Dempsey? I mean, he's a soccer legend. I'm like, I'm kind of familiar with this guy, but I was asking him so many soccer questions.
Yeah, so like how round is the soccer ball that you guys play with?
I was like asking, do you have a soccer ball in your room? Are you like, you know, like on your bed just like juggling the ball? And he's like, no, I don't like carry a soccer ball with me.
He's like, no. He looks at his PR and he's just like,
get me out of here. But we were homies by the end of it. It was great. But my only thing, I really got addicted to definitely the sport, seeing the camaraderie and the teams and how much work goes into it. And that was really beautiful. Race experience, though, they go by so fast, and then you're having to look at a Mario Kart screen to see where they're at. And then that gets really exciting on who's passing who. You always feel so bad for the guy who's in last place. It's like
watching a motocross tournament. I have no idea what the hell is
going
on there.
Like, you can lap other people, and you don't know who is like completed more laps.
I can't even keep my eye on a certain rider because I'll keep my eyes like, okay, I found it, and I'll keep my eye on, and then all of a sudden he's gone.
Yeah, it's like watching.
And he ends up over there.
Cup someone with cups like moving a ball around. Yeah,
also it's too wild. For like the Indy 500. Yes. So it's not 500 laps.
Is it not?
It's not. So Indy 500 is like 200 laps.
Right.
It's so the number is how many miles. So it's Indy 500 miles.
My mom's from Indiana. I'm a dummy.
Yeah. So
it's
all
right. You don't know. Hey, you just went to your first F1 race. How would you know?
Indy 500 is 200 laps around a 2.5 mile oval.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. You didn't know one thing.
My mom would be real. I watched the Indy 500 as a kid all the time.
So?
That's all
you
right.
You know how many things? I watched Halloween 10 times a Halloween. I don't know any character names except Michael Myers.
It's all right.
I thought you said Halloween Town, the movie.
No, Halloween. I only know Michael Myers.
I was going to be like, Marnie. I said it already.
That's true. You're good.
I get it.
You're good.
But it was insane and awesome.
Just make sure.
Watch.
I hope F1 doesn't see this. That's kind of embarrassing.
I think they'll be fine. I understood what was going on at F1. I just feel bad.
Who ended up winning?
Charles Leclerc. Ferrari. Ferrari first and second. Is it Leclerc? It looks like Leclerc, but it's, I think, Leclerc because he's...
Wow, 27, huh?
I mean, he's a handsome devil.
31.
And...
31.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
But yeah, it was a really fun weekend doing that, and UT loss.
Oh no.
Did you go to a UT game?
Tickets kept getting more expensive. And you know, we're having a couple cocktails, we're drinking at the tailgates, and Patricia's like, let's just do it. Let's buy it. And nothing was wrong with my credit card, but just apparently when something is getting so close to a sporting event, it just like... The app keeps like failing, and I was like, "This is a sign. I'm not going to buy the tickets."
What app is failing? Like
your bank?
That's why you got to use SeatGeek, baby.
Yes.
Apparently, when you're less than 1 hour to a sporting event, for some reason, it just tickets will like lock in and can't happen. So we didn't go, and the team ended up losing. Are you guys believers in the butterfly effect?
Like the movie?
Explain the butterfly effect.
Butterfly
again.
Effect essentially means like one butterfly flaps its wings and just that small of a movement can cause a chain reaction of events that make something happen.
Yes, I do.
We left and they lost, I believe, like 30 to 15. I think that was the final score.
Is it similar to like the domino effect?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like everything has its reaction from a small is down to like a butterfly flapping their wings.
If you never went to a party or something, maybe you never introduced these people and then this whole reality would have never happened if it wasn't for you there. Right.
Jessica Carbo
small,
and introducing you and Heath. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Saying the flap of a butterfly's wings could cause a chain reaction or one rain droplet can cause a flood.
And do you think it's only minor events or like it has to be kind of in some way major where it affects the whole world?
So that's what I was thinking when I was like watching the team lose and I was like, damn, I'm so happy I didn't go to the game. But then I'm like, what if I did buy the ticket and I actually was there? If I could go back in the time machine, would my presence there
Yes, they would have won because you were watching.
To me, that's not major enough. That's not like, okay. It's not, there's no way.
Okay.
That's what every single sports fan thinks, that their little routine that they do at home in their fucking living room on the couch. I didn't crack my beer a certain way and I ate my hot dog before my beer and they always win when I eat it after. I messed up. I'm so sorry.
It's too far apart from the situation, but like something at the game.
Zero effect.
Something has to happen at the game, right? Maybe something on the field at a football game. If the coach never said to do this play instead of this play, I think that close can really change the entire.
Again, if you did have the time machine and it went back and suddenly it did happen, it would completely confirm.
You know what that is?
Effect.
That's faith, baby. What's that word? When you're like something's gonna happen, but you have to tell yourself it's gonna happen.
Manifestation.
Yeah, the law of attraction.
Yes.
100%. Do you have any like weird good luck charms? Is there anything that you have in your life that you do think is a good luck charm?
That's a great question. I don't think I have anything.
Knock on glass kind of a person. I do that. That's my, and when I go under a yellow light, I hit the roof every time. Those are my only like superstitions.
I think you can't answer for me, but maybe somebody else knows my good luck charm to something that I always just, I'm
you
able.
Don't have like a ritual or anything like that. For anything specific, a lot of people have those things where.
Oh, you're saying like a ritual, like ritual that I do that brings me luck.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying just something that like that happens to you that's works every time. I thought that like in a sense.
It's
of
just
luck.
Sometimes it's just practices that you have, and you just think I'd rather get good mojo and vibes from doing this activity, or. Is there like you have a lucky pair of underwear when there's like a big day? And
you'd
like,
no!
You want to know what my ritual is?
What is it?
God.
Praying to Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen.
That's who we put it into his hand.
Who was it, Michael Scott, who said like, "I am not superstitious, but I am a little stitious."
So good.
That's a good line.
Oh my gosh!
Right, we need to figure out something for you with the office in some way. You know how like I have Game of Thrones and I need something.
How can I watch it even more?
No, not watch it even more. I think you need to involve yourself in some way. Kind of like what I did or what I tried to do.
For the reboot. Like some sort of
an extra. Like even if you like just get an extra where you're somewhere where they're talking and you're in the back.
It's on 17th floor, but it's like Dunder Mifflin.
17th cubicle.
Shredding paper.
We were making jokes on the way to the bathroom. We were saying like the 17th stall, like one stall you go in, you have to like dunk your head in the toilet and flush.
Because there's porta potties right outside. So like imagine it like started. There were moments where we thought it started when we like walked in somewhere. We're like, wait, does it start now? We don't know where to go.
Oh God, something happened on my back.
Just now?
Like right here on my right side.
Do your stretchers, Matt. You have to do your stretchers. I'm telling you. It's very important.
I'm like, I can't tell if it's muscle or like my kidney.
No, it's, I mean, do you feel it like the bottom of your back to your hip?
It's like right here.
That's exactly where I got sciatica, was right there.
Maybe stand, because that couch is not helping.
Need the rest of the podcast.
It cuts his crotch.
Right, we find out these seats are actually causing us a lot of issues.
It definitely is, because I am not a back issue person. It's only when I sit in this couch.
What about you? How do you feel on that seat?
Oh, my back hurts everywhere. Wherever I sit.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh my gosh. I've just never.
Maybe we should go back to the yellow tables and computer chairs.
Did I tell you all my old hoot and a half couch that I, that my really 90s, like, tacky looking one? I sold it to a guy on Facebook Marketplace, and I was asking him, like, oh, it's a great couch, you know, super 90s. He goes, yeah, we're using it for a play. And I'm like, no way. Like, what play? He's like, oh, Tartuffe, which is like this, I think it's like Shakespearean play, but they were doing it, I think, in Topanga or somewhere. And it was in a play. So like, I pulled up pictures and it's like my couch, like
really?
In this play.
Oh,
it was,
I honestly thought, I wouldn't be surprised if you went to the actual play just for that hee hee ha.
I just remember he told me, and then I knew a couple months passed and I'm like, there has to be pictures of my couch. And it's just wild seeing
that couch on stage
with a bunch of people.
I've been waiting to see our desk.
I know.
We sold a desk and they said they were using it for a game show.
Oh.
For Universal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, was, how long ago was this?
This was
right when we were leaving the old house, so 6 months, seven months ago.
It would have been out by now, no?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they just filmed like a pilot or...
Isn't there what's the percentage of shows that like filmed and just never make it live? Yeah, isn't it like a giant percent?
Tons.
So crazy.
Tons. Pilot seasons, all of
that. Imagine filming a whole season of something and it's just
normally they would do a pilot and if it gets
picked up. Oh, Matt, that's your couch.
Yeah, that is my couch. That's it.
Did you get goosebumps when you saw it?
No, I think it was just like,
is it because you got it from somewhere else? It wasn't like yours for years.
I'm just glad knowing it went to like the arts just to support local theater.
That's funny. Like,
oh, did you see Walmart got in trouble for selling this sweater on their website? Search what Walmart sweater? Let It Snow sweater. This happened, I think, in maybe Walmart Canada. But you know how Walmart online has just the weirdest shit listed?
They have a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think Walmart would have.
Yeah, okay. They sold this Let It Snow sweater.
There's no way this is real.
No.
There's no way
he's
lie.
It was in Walmart.
It was not in Walmart, but it was listed on Walmart online.
Got it. Okay.
That's a really good Spencer's sweater, though.
Yeah. Yes. 100% that would be in Spencer's now, right? Or is that too risque?
Dude, and he's even has a straw in his hand.
Yes.
Oh, why did he realize a straw?
Yeah, for the people listening, it is just this like two-dimensional snowman sitting at a table with a ball of cocaine and lines.
Look how dilated his pupils are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, obviously, it's like Christmas theme, so the pile is like a bunch of little snowballs and then the lines of snow, but,
that's,
you know.
That's really funny.
That's so funny. How the hell, like... There's got to be like approvals before something goes live on the site, right? Like, who the hell pushed that through?
That's crazy.
It had to have been like somebody that was like getting fired.
I think they bought like, you know, a store just to link their products onto their marketplace, and they bought a batch of stuff and did not fully look into it. And then that just like got linked to the store.
Just slipped right through.
Let It Snow.
And it's funny because it's so clearly that. Like, there would be no way for them to try to explain. No. It's, there's a...
Yeah, no, there's just no way around it.
It's just, yeah, he's doing pixie sticks.
Imagine some TikToker gets, like, a Walmart deal, and they're just like, hey, just pick any clothes from the site, and then... And just, like, kind of promote it. You creative is on you. You post whenever you want.
This was part of it. This is your brand.
Love this Christmas sweater.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't want me to post it? Pay me. So
they should make one where it's Kim Kardashian and she's like, she's putting new marble over her counter.
Yeah.
From like
right. That whole lore.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Did you also see this whole like dash cam scam that happened like in Queens, New York?
Yes.
It makes me want to get a dash cam
bad.
Yeah.
I think that's a great promo for getting a dash cam.
For the people listening who don't know the full story, this happened in Queens, New York. A woman had a dash cam and basically got scammed by some insurance fraudsters who pulled like into her lane.
Try to cut them off.
And then they realized she didn't hit them, so the car decides to go in full reverse, smashes into the back of her car, and then what's even weirder, they had like clearly a trash bag on the back windshield.
Yeah.
And you can tell they switch drivers. Yes. And then they all get out, take photos of the whole situation, and then even like one of the passengers walks up
and they're holding their neck.
Oh, yeah. And
they look and he sees the dash cam and he's like, oh shoot, and like turns away.
And you can see him is like mouthing, say like, they got a dash cam.
Yeah.
So what was the whole thing with the switching drivers?
So I think just basically the guy was the one who was originally driving and had probably the guts to be like, fuck it, boom, and then switch the driver, make it seem like the older lady was the one who was driving. And then there's also
the yellow jacket, so they look similar and
to confuse who else is
so
who.
Interesting,
but
people do this all the time, though,
especially in big urban areas because it's so and many accidents happen there. People are going to have less speculation and look into the details on exactly how an accident happens.
And so many people, don't have dash cams.
Do you have a dash cam?
I do, but the thing is that Tesla is weird because it can turn off. You have to like always
click record.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that's why like I want to get one, but I'm just like, do I have to like clear it every time? Do I have to click record every time?
I think certain ones have different memory where it'll record like the last like week, and then if you don't pull the footage, if nothing happens, it just deletes. and it'll just keep like going. A log of like the previous week.
So if something happens, you want to get that footage immediately or it'll like delete
until itself. You're in an accident. You're like,
yeah.
And that's like, it's your fault in an accident. You're like,
that's exactly what happened. Remember when I like had a little panic attack, blacked out and like ran into the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to take the footage and I think it like ended up deleting itself. Mm. After like a couple days, because I really wanted to see like the psycho I turned into for 2 seconds.
You know how like Ubers have like dash cams that face the passengers and stuff? Are you ever like gossiping,
Matt,
like talking
all
shit?
The
you're like,
time.
Oh,
all
God,
the time.
I trust this guy with this footage because he's just like has it. You're sitting there just like gossiping
so
away
funny.
And you're like, well, but somebody has all of this.
Just a few days ago, I was with friends in the car and I was dumb enough. Like, we were talking about shit, and we all look at the camera, and it's obviously recording. We're like, whew, imagine he just took that and uploaded it. Like, but it's so stupid just saying that out loud, because the guy's just going to be like,
Maybe I should.
But you could.
It wasn't anything bad. It was just like gossiping.
Even if he did, you could completely identify the driver, because that's all logged. You remember that ride. That's in your rider history.
Yeah,
so
but
you can identify who this man is, and then that has to
be
illegal.
They're allowed to post it, though.
Are they?
Something doesn't have to happen for them to post. They can
post whatever.
You're
allowed to film whoever you want.
Yeah, it's your car. I could see if an Uber driver is like has a dash cam on like some like big celebrity, and they're talking about shit that, and they post that. That would look really bad for Uber, where like no one's gonna.
Oh yeah.
Like want to ride in an Uber.
I bet it's. Like, I don't know.
I think it's more like the person doesn't want to like get in trouble for posting something.
It's always just that moment of like, yeah. And then they fucking said, we'll talk later.
Oh, do you go that far to stop the conversation?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, let's just keep this a little vague. Like,
yeah. The Uber driver does a TikTok where he's like, if your name, if you have a boyfriend who's going to Hawaii right now, and you and your girlfriend is in right now Texas on the way to the,
oh no,
yeah, it's not. But I've also seen ones where people are like just like talking shit.
Oh yeah,
that is to me is like
who
come
was
on.
The girl? There was some girl in New York who was saying that like some girl
you have like bad friends.
Yeah, I've met that girl. Like the girl who was being talked badly about, and then all of New York was like, "We're gonna be your best friend."
You met how'd you even know that was her? When
I
you
don't
met
know.
Her?
I can't even remember the girl's name, but we were in Manhattan and we were with some influencers, and she obviously got a big following from it.
Oh, from that video?
Yeah. Sorry if I can't remember your name. Maybe it's Abby. I think it was one night. We were
that's
like,
crazy. She got a big following from that. That's so strange how people just like grow following.
Everyone
from,
like started
situations.
Inviting her to like everyone's parties, events, and stuff. Because
God, I needed that back in. Elementary school. See ya, suckers.
All right, guys. Well, that is it for our spooktacular Halloween episode. Everybody be safe out there. Call an Uber.
We just want to show a little appreciation to all of us, a little pat on the back for not bringing up any planes, any flying today.
Very good.
That was really cool.
We just did it by saying it.
We didn't, but we did talk about fecal matter.
Right there with the sewage stuff.
Yeah.
But
we should do a little ticks. We should make a game out of it. Like how many times we can bring up something.
Zane and Heath unfiltered like bingo.
Ooh.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Also make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling so you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. You also get early access to the episodes. You get to watch them a few days early. We also do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. It's a great time. And again, it's at patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
We upload these podcasts every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. If you want to see your beautiful faces, as we are chit-chatting.
All right, well, Unwinders, we'll see you in a second, and peace and blessings, y'all.
Besos.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities.
Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.